time to end this two-part episode where we get a lot of stuff we already knew about.
Yeah, like, I don't know if we even got any new scenes at all in this episode.
I think maybe a few. Like, I don't know if that Kaede scene with Onigumo was old or not. I feel like that was new.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember that one.
But yeah, a lot of just recap for sure. Mm-hmm. But hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha's episode 151. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Owl and Lady
Howdy.
This is season 6, episode number 10, or episode 148. It is the Tragic Love Song of Destiny, part 2. And yeah, we just get a lot of stuff we already knew about, like Onigumo's in a cave and Kikyo's looking out for him, and Kaede's like, I don't know about this.
He's a toxic chud. He's like, I'm in love with her. I'll do anything to get her.
Yep, pretty much. That's for true. Inuyasha and Kikyo go off on an adventure to slay a demon, and then they come back.
Oh, I guess that's a new scene, isn't it?
I think so. Tsubaki shows up and is like, you fell for a man, you dummy, give me the jewel. And then Kikyo's like, I'm gonna throw your snake back in your face. Which we've seen that before.
Yep.
Onigumo gets eaten by a bunch of demons after the big spider's like, hey, you want to become a demon? He's like, heck yeah, let's go!
Let's go! Which we've seen before.
Mm-hmm. We see them shooting their arrows at the tree. Going... Also, when Kaede talks to Onigumo, she says yee. After we made the big thing about last week about her not saying yee, she says it twice here.
She does.
And I think you made the good point here of, like, why is she the only one who says that? It doesn't make any sense.
Like, her sister doesn't talk like that, and nobody else in the village talks like that. So why does she talk like that?
That's
Am I missing
question.
Something?
Who knows?
Kikyo also, like, teaches the difference in, like, the different arrows to Kaede. Like, here's the ceiling arrow, and this is this arrow, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure this won't be relevant at all.
Definitely not.
Woo!
Onigumo sends some demons out to attack the village. Oh no. Inuyasha comes to help as well. Kikyo and Kaede are shooting arrows at him, and Kikyo's like, my spiritual powers are weakening. Oh no. She tries to save Kaede from a demon, but shoots it a little too late and explodes and blows up Kaede's eye. And then she has a scene with Inuyasha. She's like, it's all my fault. And Inuyasha's like, nah, it's okay. And then after that, they get the whole thing about, like, Kikyo's is like, hey, what if you use the jewel to become a full human, Inuyasha? And he's like, I'll become a full human for you. You can become a regular, normal human. We can have a regular life. Yippee.
Ooh.
They have a weird kiss, and then they're like, let's meet the next day and we'll do it.
That kiss is so weird. Like, we can't just gloss over the fact that this kiss is awful, right?
Just, like, blow it in her mouth.
She just kisses his open mouth, and he's just standing there like, and then he finally kisses her back, but it's like, what? That's not how anybody would even attempt to kiss somebody.
Well, that's how they do it, because they're weird.
Yep, they're weirdos.
Somehow, Daraku hears all of this and is like, okay, well, I'm just going to impersonate Inuyasha and be like, hey, let's go meet earlier. And then that just turns into a trap for Kikyo, who gets attacked. And then and she thinks it's Inuyasha attacking her and betraying her. And he breaks the little thingy of makeup.
She just wanted to put on the rouge.
The rouge. And she is very devastated by this. And then Naraku leaves, and then he goes and grabs the sacred jewel from Kikyo and hides it. And then he's like, well, I'm going to become Kikyo now and deceive Inuyasha and say racist things to him. Then he just flees and is like, oh, that's weird. Why would she do this? And then we get scenes from the very first episode where he's attacking the village and taking the jewel, and then he escapes, and then Kikyo shoots him and ties him to the, or pierces him to the tree. Which is very funny because, you can tell that the design of the village that Kikyo is from and everything has changed dramatically from the pilot episode to this episode.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a whole, like, section of stairs and everything next to the tree, which have, like, not shown up at all in either of these past two episodes.
Nope.
And it's like, oh, that's where this is and everything.
And I don't think they've been in any other episode besides this one. I don't remember there being giant stairs next to this tree.
Yeah, we just get to see that whole sequence of events happening again.
Again.
And then Kikyo gets burned with the jewel. And she's like, yay, the jewel's gone. No one will be able to use its power anymore. Well, about that.
Well, about that.
And then we see older Kaede at the tree looking at Inuyasha and being like, oh, I don't understand what's happened or anything. I don't get this whole thing. And then we get a scene from 15 years ago.
Whoa.
Where they're at the hospital and Kagome is born. She's bald.
She's bald. She's got like a tiny, tiny sliver of hair on her forehead, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's yelling.
And then 15 years later, she's just regular old Kagome, and then she's going off to go fall into a well.
And then
we see a bunch of shots from the first episode and some other episodes, and that's how the credits are and everything. And just being like, hey, look at all the stuff that happened in the past. It's also, I think, the most interesting thing about these, like, older scenes is just, like, how different the style has changed from, the beginning of the series up till now. Like, it just looks older in a weird way, even though it's only been, like, I mean, this show has gone on long. We're probably, like, in almost year three or four.
Mm-hmm.
This aired in 2004, this episode. The first episode was October 2000. So yeah, we're like nearly like three and a half years in at this point. But I guess, like, you know, there is a dramatic change from like how stuff was being animated from, like, mm-hmm. you know, even like the late 90s up until, like, you know, where we are now, I guess, where it'd be like the mid 2000s. So
yeah, like digital art and animation, everything is becoming bigger at this point.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that was the most striking thing, is being like, oh man, these older episodes look so different.
They look very different.
But yeah, we get the credits, which had like originally had the first opening going over them, but we don't get that because they have not licensed that song for any of this that we've been watching. So
no,
we just got
the world.
Generic other song, which you said fit a little bit better, but
I mean, like, I love Change the World. I've mentioned that before, but like, I feel like after seeing this, like, oh, there's this tragic love story, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, do you want to see what led up to what's about to happen now? It would have felt like kind of out of place to be like, I want to change the world, like really amped up, you know? I feel like having the more solemn soundtrack was a better way to go.
Sure.
It's the only time I will ever vouch for the replacement.
But yeah, that's how we end that episode.
Do you have different thoughts on that? I'm curious.
Well, I haven't heard the original opening, so I can't really, I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Wait, you've never heard Change the World?
Mm-mm.
I thought I sent it to you before.
I mean, you might have, but like, I don't have it in the context of the show, so like, it's not like it's been instilled upon me in a way, like, if we had watched it, that I would be like, oh yeah, this, I know this and everything.
Okay, I thought you were about to be like, no, I didn't watch it. Okay.
We do have notes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you know this episode has scenes from the earlier episodes about the very beginning of the series?
What?
While getting off the boat, the background music is Dearest,
mm-hmm.
which is the third ending theme.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We find out that Kaede lost her sight in the right eye because Kikyo shot a demon at close range and the explosion injured her.
Mm-hmm.
It's revealed that a three-eyed spider did sense Inuyasha is in love with Kikyo as he told Onigumo about it. That leads him to become Naraku. Kikyo has met the same fate as Sugumi as she sealed her husband Datara and her killed her child from the hands of the Lord of the Northern Lands, the cat Hanyo Gorai.
What the f*** is that?
I have no idea. This is from a game! This is from from the DS game, Inuyasha's Secret of the Divine Jewel.
No way! Oh, that's so funny.
Well, okay, well, there you go.
Sure.
This is the first time Kagome is seen as a newborn, as well as having the sacred jewel within her.
Baby.
Kagome's dad's not seen.
I don't think he exists.
I'm going to click this page and see if he has a picture. No picture. No.
See, he doesn't exist!
He never makes a physical appearance in the series, neither in pictures or flashbacks.
Dang.
We just know him by name.
Mm-hmm. Do we even know his first name? Like, he just is Mr.
No.
Higurashi. That's it.
He is Mr. Higurashi.
That is so depressing. He doesn't exist, I'm telling you. It's
well,
an anime situation.
We don't know Kagome's mom's name either.
No, but I'm just saying it's an Anakin situation where Kagome was Jesus.
No, I don't think it's that. Come on.
Why not?
The only thing, like we said, is change of the world. And then scenes from episodes 1, 2, 9, 10, 14, 16, 25, and 62 are pictured in the end credits. What was 62?
I was thinking the same thing. What was 62? Is that where she was? No. Oh, it's the Tsubaki one. Where she deflected that sneaky thing back in her head.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that is, we're done with this recap episode now.
Mm-hmm.
And then right back into the plot we come.
Not that I'm upset about plot, but I'm...
Someone might be coming back.
Wow.
But yeah, well, next time we'll be discussing episode 149 entitled The Single Arrow of Chaos, where our weird dinosaur birds are going to be back. Big horse, Hakudoshi.
And a barrier.
And a strange saint.
Whoa.
Who could it be? I guess we'll find all that out next time. For now, if you like more from us, head on over to seasonlanguagecheckup.com or sec.co where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Season Language Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at seasonlanguagecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment of Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova.
Mm-hmm.
So join us next time as we return to the plot.
Plot.